This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Yes, the debt limit and budget messes are soaking up a lot of the media oxygen out there, but there is substantive work being done elsewhere. At the United Nations, for one, the Security Council is said to be near an agreement on next steps for Syria's chemical weapons. Syrian expatriates in the United States are, of course, paying close attention, as they have been for years, but in a very personal way. Michigan Radio's Sarah Swick spent some time with one of this country's biggest Syrian-American communities.
Syrians started migrating to Detroit more than 100 years ago. Today, many are newer immigrants who still have close ties to Syria. In a suburban park, about 100 Syrian-Americans gather to demonstrate against President Bashar al-Assad. Ibrahim al-Khalani stands on the fringes of the protest. He says it's hard to get a hold of relatives in Syria. And even when you do, conversations take place in a kind of code.
I call it secret Syrian ways of communication. We use funny words and different expressions, basically to evade Syrian monitoring of the telephone lines.
Wael Hakmeh says it's not easy to send money to relatives there. At this point, you pretty much have to find someone to smuggle money directly into the country. Even then, there are dangers to spending U.S. dollars.
And the Assad regime now is jailing people who use currency other than the Syrian pound because they don't want the continued devaluation of the pound.
Hakmeh is an emergency room physician. There are lots of doctors in Michigan's Syrian community. Some now go back to provide medical aid. Other Syrian Americans help out from afar, like holding frequent fundraisers for humanitarian aid.
Consistently, these fundraisers have all raised over $1 million.
That's Lena Masri, an attorney originally from Damascus. One thing Southeast Michigan's Syrian community doesn't lack is money. Masri herself has taken on dozens of refugee cases. Their applications show that a lot of refugees in the U.S. get money and other support from Syrian Americans.
From shelter to utilities to, you know, everyday expenses.
That kind of generosity, even from strangers, is something Dr. Adnan Hamad has seen again and again. He works for an Arab-American social services agency.
This community is about a generation of immigrants receiving a second generation of immigrants.
It's not all rosy, though. There are those rebel supporters back at the park. But there's also a pro-Assad faction in the Detroit Syrian community. The conflict has ended friendships and split families. But Hamad is confident the larger Arab-American community will pull together to support displaced Syrians. He's seen waves of traumatized refugees come to Michigan over the years and have to start all over again.
They don't have a home, they don't have health, they don't have a job.
But Hamad says that within a few years, many have completely rebuilt their lives, and they end up contributing the most to the next wave of refugees. In Detroit, I'm Sarah Swick for Marketplace.